Dia de Finados, Day of the Dead. This is how Halloween is celebrated in the Canary Islands. In some places of the Canary Islands, especially in rural areas, they celebrate a rather peculiar kind of Halloween, Dia de Finados. For those who don't know, the word Finados is synonymous with the deceased, so on the 31st of October, on the eve of All Saints' Day, homes in the archipelago celebrate the memory of their dead by gathering with family and sharing stories, anecdotes and food. A lot of food. Against this backdrop, it's worth recalling a quote from journalist Domingo J. Navarro in his work Memorias de un Noventón, Memoirs of a 90-something, about this celebration. The last party of the year was this evening's, when they gathered to play with a teetotum, eat sweet chestnuts washed down with great big glasses of rancio wine and spirits, in a festive get-together to tell funny stories and good-humored jokes, the chronicler notes. Although some say that this tradition is being lost as Halloween continues to gain in popularity, the opposite is true. As the Foundation for Ethnography and the Development of Crafts in the Canary Islands notes, thanks to the Anglo-Saxon festival, the Canary tradition is experiencing a resurgence in popular culture, as Dia de Finados merges with Halloween. Some examples of this celebration's deep roots can be found in Gran Canaria, specifically in San Mateo and Santa Brigida. It's also popular in Fuerteventura, especially in the towns of Puerto del Rosario and Villaverd. In La Palma, it is celebrated in practically every municipality, while in Tenerife it's typical on the island's most rural areas. Instead of sweets, there's chestnuts, figs and corn on the cob. Historian Orlando Garcia Ramos notes in Voces y Frases de las Islas Canarias, Voices and Phrases of the Canary Islands, that Dia de Finados is still observed in rural areas with timpals, five-string guitar, drinks and eniscs, a local word meaning a kind of snack that is served with the drink. And what are those eniscs? On the Dia de Finados, there's no trick or treating, and no sweets are handed out. Instead, they eat seasonal products. During this celebration, the star food is the chestnut, which is normally eaten roasted. Other tasty treats on this day include walnuts, figs and grilled corn on the cob. In addition, in exceptional cases, as noted by Orlando Garcia, some families eat meat after slaughtering a small pig. How the Dia de Finados is celebrated. Stories are told while eating. It's the family's elders who lead the storytelling. Especially the women. They talk about the deceased. How they were like, what they did, why they were important. Stories of grandparents, great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents that give the little ones a glimpse into their ancestry and honor their memory. On the Dia de Finados, photographs of ancestors are also shared and a candle or a light is normally lit in their honor. There are places where the Finados celebration is more than a family affair. Before the pandemic, in Vegueta, the City Council of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria celebrated Dia de Finados y Don Juans on the night of the 31st of October, a celebration in which people dress in the traditional costume to eat chestnuts and perform traditional dances. Dia de Finados is basically Halloween with a touch of the Canary Islands. The usual morning of the Day of the Dead, more typical of mainland Spain, turn into a night of celebration in which cries of grief are replaced by tears of joy. Tears to remember that the Finados live on in the memory of their relatives.